verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin.
And we are back for our final segment of the night, and you all do not understand how much we appreciate that you have spent your night with us, because we know that there's somebody out here that is tuned in at a perfect moment and that you have gotten exactly what you need. This is our last segment of the night, and we definitely believe that you're going to stay with us, but we definitely want to kind of start completing this knot or this bow that we've tied and untied and unwrapped and we're going to tie it up this last segment, because before we go right back to Dr. Gwyneth, I do not want to leave alone what she was saying, and I want to hear more of Pastor Starr also this segment. But before we get to them, I want to kind of summarize what we were talking about the last segment that kind of got us pretty fired up in the studio, because again, we here at Christo the Rock want you to know that I don't want anybody to ever feel like we're talking at you. We are in the boat with you, and we want you to understand that we have a paddle, we have an oar also. And so the gist of the message is, when we're talking about servanthood or serving, you hear this phrase often, you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's just another way of saying, when we're talking about servanthood, you serve, you shall be served. Mm-hmm. And if we really look at this thing of servanthood, we'll understand that the very reason that the devil was kicked out of heaven was because he could not serve. Pride was found within him, and he felt that he could do God's job better than God. And so what we like for you to understand is, wherever you are, it can be your job that you might be about to jump out of the boat on. It could be school. It could be your family. There is a beauty found in service. My personal testimony before we go back to Pastor Gwyneth is, I learned service under my dad in Wichita Falls. I'm a so-called city boy, and Dallas has been home all of my life. I'm a preacher's kid. I'm a PK. But when God called me to preach, the one thing I said I would never do. When he called me to pastor, the one thing I said I would never, ever, ever do.
So did I.
That's just the reality. I was going to do everything else. I was going to be this star. I was going to write songs and be on the movies. And, you know, I still get a chuckle, my wife and I, when you see an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. I can tell her what episode it is. But the reality is, when God called me, I gave up the city life because I knew the best way to be an effective leader was to serve. In serving, I left the big city of Dallas, Texas, and I went to Wichita Falls, Texas. You know, I held the position of drama director at one of the churches here, but I just couldn't see, with God calling me to the ministry, serving under anybody other than my dad, who's a pastor now of about close to 40 something odd years. And so I just thought that would be a disservice if I stayed here in the big churches in Dallas. But my dad has a faithful church in Wichita Falls, Texas, and he might minister. He's the one that taught me service. You preach to two like you would to 1,000, because people might be worried about numbers, but God is going to judge you on your faithfulness in your service. And so that's taught me well. I sat under my dad for 8 years before God set me free and said, now I want you to teach my people. But here's what I want you all to get before we kick this back to Pastor Starr and Dr. Gwyneth. In sitting under my dad, there are a lot of things that I didn't like. There are a lot of directions he gave me. There are a lot of things I had to do that I didn't understand and I never got. But my dad gave me a lot of good wisdom. He said, son, I want you to, you know, you don't like it, you don't appreciate it, or you don't, I want you to put it up on the shelf of life. And I was like, what does that mean? And he said, well, that you can't grasp right now, I want you to put that up on the shelf of life, and then life will teach you, ministry will teach you, and then that you're not getting right now, when that truth comes down your street, mm-hmm. for instance, like TIP to ensure promptness. When that comes down your street, mm-hmm. then you'll be able to reach up on the shelf, take what you didn't get mm-hmm. then, take that down, and then put those pair of shoes on. And then you can wear that well. And that's really good. Stuck with me, like, wow, may not get it then, but I'm going to get it because life is just really cyclical. And so what I'd love for our listeners to get tonight simply is this. There is no better way to the top than to learn how to serve. And we have too many people that are trying to lead without following. And so I want to backtrack now and go back to what Dr. Gwyneth was talking about. And because I believe right after her, Pastor Starr is going to share a testimony with us that I really think will bless you all. And so that we can really kind of close our segment out, not only with their testimonies and their comments, but we are going to give you the ultimate servant in Jesus Christ, because that's the only reason that we are on the air. Dr. Gwyneth.
Yeah, I was talking about David and how at the time of his life where he made the most impact, he was serving God. When he slayed Goliath, he was going to the battlefield to serve those who were already trained. They were fully armored up, but he was going to take them food. So it's in our serving that we reach our destination of what God has for us.
Yes. Pastor Starr, I want you to share a testimony with us to show us and to share. Get our listeners in this boat, because we don't want to lose them right about now. So I want you, this testimony, I want this to be on fire. I want this to be hot. I want this to be like if somebody's about to turn the radio off, you're the one keeping them on. So y'all listen to this beautiful lady in the studio, because I think she's got a testimony that will really resonate with you all.
Well, you know, I just would like to start off with saying that the God that, you know, that we serve, and some of you may sit there and you may say, I don't know the Lord. I've never accepted him as my personal savior. But we're going to give you the opportunity, and we would be honored to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But you may say, I don't know, you know, you guys sound like you're talking Chinese to me and this and that. But the Lord God is a good God.
Yes.
And he has a plan, and he has a specific purpose for each and every purpose. In fact, the Bible tells us that before any of us were even formed in our mother's womb, that he knew us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a plan for us. You may say, well, I was an accident, or I was a product of rape, or I was born out of wedlock. You're still here.
Yes.
So that means that God has a purpose for your life. I want everyone to look at their thumb. Look at your hand. And if as you look at your hand and you look at your fingerprint, those who may have gone to jail, I know Dad shared about how he went to jail bootlegging. But when you go to jail, what do? They
fingerprint you.
Why do they fingerprint you? Because they know that if your fingerprint's found on anything, they know it's you. And that is just amazing. If you think about the God that we serve, that out of the 6 billion people in this planet, each person has a different fingerprint. That means to me that each person has a specific purpose that God's called you to.
That's good.
You know, even you sitting
wow.
there listening, God has called you. You think that you just turned this on by accident, but the Lord has a plan and a purpose for your life.
Yeah.
And so part of my personal testimony was that I was, you know, I was in corporate America. And when I was a little girl, I used to always say, if I could just make $100,000 a year, everything would be okay. Hmm. You know, life would just be hunky dory and, you know, everything would just be great. And God gave that to me. He gave me my prayer. But in the midst of that, I realized that that wasn't what God had created me to do, and that he had more for me. And so I resigned it. And you may say, you did what? You left a six-figure job making $100,000 a year to be a minister? What is wrong with you? You know, let me check your pulse. You know, are you okay?
Yeah.
But I realized that God created me for a purpose, and the Lord spoke to me that, you know, in this life, we have one life to live, and it's not, we have to live it, you know, how God's desired. But it takes trust in the Lord to live that and to walk that out. But I realized that, you know, God had a purpose, and that he had a plan. And he said, you know, Star, life, it's not a dress rehearsal. We don't get a dress rehearsal like you do in play or in mm-hmm. drama or in mm-hmm. theater, but you have to do it and live it. You may say, well, I'm working at McDonald's making $6.75 an hour, but still, you know, God has a plan for you. And, you know, even going back to our theme of servant, you know, if you are faithful in that job and you're faithful, God will promote you. He will promote you to the place that you are to be.
Before we offer Jesus Christ to you, because we're going to offer you the ultimate servant. And when we say the ultimate servant, as I say this, I'm going to ask Pastor Ricky to translate this bilingually, but the ultimate servant, Jesus Christ, left the best that there is.
Yeah.
And he left heaven mm-hmm. to come to earth just for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and the only reason that mm-hmm. we can even pray and we have access to mm-hmm. the Father in heaven is through Jesus Christ. And so we want you to understand that Jesus, the ultimate servant, proved his love for you listening tonight.
Yeah.
You can be listening to us high. I've been there. Pastor has been there. I found Christ, I believe, and he called me in the ministry when I was high. And that's just how God dealt with me. Because I knew if I left this planet, mm-hmm. I would eternally be lost. But Jesus showed himself as servant to me and said, look what I did for you, Mark. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to get you to understand tonight. You're not tuning in, listening to us by accident. The Bible says that God's word, it will go out, but it will never come back mm-hmm. void or empty, or it will not come back not accomplishing what it was set out to do. Mm-hmm. And so if you are listening to this broadcast tonight, God has tuned you in on purpose just to let you know how much he loves you. Mm-hmm. He is the ultimate servant. He laid down his life for you. Mm-hmm. And he is so in control, he picked his life back up. And one That's day, mm-hmm. he is coming back
yeah.
to get each and every one of us. And the only thing God's going to ask is, did you receive my son when I offered him as Lord and Savior? Mm-hmm. And so with that, before we make a transition into allowing you to get what we have, we said we have the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, and he emanates or comes forth from Jesus Christ. Before we give you him, I want to go around the room and make sure that you all have ways to get in touch with us. We're going to allow our team members, our panel, to give you their information. But you can even go to the Christo the Rock website. You can click on the on-air personalities. We have our email addresses there. And I'm going to start with Pastor Starr so she can give her information that she can be contacted at if you all would love to call or email her. And then we're going to make our way back around before we offer you Jesus as Savior.
So my email is Star Williams, Star with one R, Williams 2911 at yahoo.com. You can add me on Facebook as well at Star Williams, and our ministry website where you can read more about Bishop Clark, who's 107 years young. He's been in the studio tonight with us, hanging in there. He's the world's oldest traveling minister. He has a Facebook as well. You can find him at Bishop Otis Clark on Facebook. And our website is lifeenrichmentinc.com.
Amen. And you can also find me, Gwyneth, G-W-Y-N-E-T-H, Williams. on Facebook and lifeenrichmentinc.com as well. And also for Bishop, if you can't remember the website, just remember Otis Clark. If you Google Otis Clark 107, it'll take you right to our Facebook. You can see the YouTube videos. We have a lot of the different videos of him preaching out there. So
you can find me at worldflowwithglory.com. El pastor Mark estaba hablando de el plan de salvación como la pastora Star. Esta noche les queremos ofrecer, ya no nos queda mucho tiempo en este segmento, pero no importa donde te encuentres en este momento, el Señor te está llamando que vengas a Él. No hay otro camino nomás que el camino de la verdad. Entonces, vamos a hacer una oración en unos breves minutos y te pedimos que abres tus corazones para que puedas recibir salvación en tu vida, porque no hay otro lugar, no hay otra manera. Quizás estés cansado o cansada, pero aquí está el pastor Mark.
I would like for this invitation to come from the mouth of Dr. Gwyneth, and she is going to read the way to obtain the ultimate servant. Dr. Gwyneth.
Okay, I'm reading out of Romans, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. And it says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. So saying here, confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
There you have it, my friends. We have spent this night with you in hopes of giving you the ultimate servant. And we thank God that you have allowed us into your living rooms, into your cars, and into your eardrums this night, because we know you could have been anywhere else. But God tuned you in tonight to hear this. And I just simply want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I'm lost as a sinner without you, but I believe Jesus died for me. And Lord, help me to repent of my sins and to turn away from them. And I believe you will do what you promised. I am your child. You are my father. Teach me how to serve you. We thank you all so much for joining us. Tune in every Saturday night, and you can catch us right here on KWRD FM 100.7. The Word. We are the sister station to the number one Christian radio station in America. God bless. We love you. We will see you all next week. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Take my life, I lay it down at the cross where I am found. All I have, I give to you, oh God. Take my hands and make them clean. Keep my heart in purity, that I may walk in all you have for me. Oh, here I stand, arms open wide. Take my
My God, I'll only ever be my own.
Come on!